This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Yo, we're shaking, everybody. It's your boy State of the State of New York Knicks podcast. I appreciate everybody tuning in today. I appreciate everybody tuning in from Knicks Twitter as well. Today is President's Day. I'm actually off work today, and I wanted to talk about the Knicks real quick. What I wanted to get into was the All-Star break. I felt like the All-Star break has lost its lore, actually. And I wanted to get to a specific guy who actually spoke on this a couple of years ago. And shout outs to this guy, man. One of the greatest I've ever seen play in sports history, in Kobe Bryant. And he had this to say.
I think the All-Star game in general needs a little revamping because it used to be competitive.
Yeah.
It used to be competitive. And, like, you know, fans want to see the best pickup game in the world. That's what this is. They don't want to see you running up and down and dunking and doing all this crazy, like, they want to see the what happens when you get this collection of best basketball players on the planet and they play and they go head up against each other.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys play harder in a pickup game in UCLA.
For real.
And ain't billions of people watching.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
They do.
The All-Star game needs a little changing. I always love competing in them. I didn't lose many of them.
Nah, me and CP used to talk about the ones. You took it serious.
Yeah, we went it. Like, I don't think me and CP, when we played together in the All-Star game, I don't think we've ever lost a game.
Yeah.
And we used to look at each other and say, okay.
Oh, shit. If they don't want to play, we're going to play.
Fourth quarter, let's go get them.
shout out to Kobe Bean Bryant. Shout out to Kobe Bean Bryant, man. I appreciate Kobe Bean Bryant for that sentiment. Kobe, one of the best basketball players that I ever seen play in my life, is a guy that always played hard. So when you're looking at the All-Star game, And also shout out to the back screen too. Motion. You know, as you can see, I got Dragon Ball Z in the back screen, and that's one of my favorite animes of all time. Like, I love Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z is like one of those animes that's always spoke to me, honestly, even when growing up. But getting to All-Star Weekend, I had a couple problems with it. So the first problem was Friday night. Friday night was alarming for me. And when I say alarming, I'm talking about these dudes don't play hard. I never understood the fact that players don't play hard. Like, you're in an All-Star game. How are you not playing hard? And when I'm looking at, you know, the rookie sophomore rookies versus G League, I'm looking at that game, and yo, these dudes got smoked by a G League team. When you go in those type of games, you're supposed to be able to showcase your talents and showcase the things that you could do on the court. And what I seen Friday was a travesty. Shout outs to the guy from Miami. I don't even know his name. He's in the G League right now. But he played great Friday night. Everybody else played lethargic. They played like they didn't want to be there. I remember when Tim Hardaway Jr. and my guy, Deion Waiters, a.k.a. the Waiter, I remember when they was going at it. And when they was going at it, it was a spectacle. Like, it was like, oh, shit. They going shot for shot. Like, they don't care who else is on the court with them. And when you have a game like that, of that magnitude, you see guys going at it, it's like, yo, you want to see that excitement even in a rookie versus sophomore game. And I did not see that at all. I actually seen guys playing very lethargic, man, playing soft. I didn't like the fact that other guys was, you know, the G League guys looked like they was playing harder. I did not like that at all, man. I'm trying to pull up this Tim Hardaway Jr. and Deion Waiters, you know, going back and forth, because these two guys right here, man, this was one of the best back and forth that I ever seen in my life, personally. And look at this, man. Look at this. They going at it. Dang, come on. I didn't see none of that yesterday. Here's the hoopers. What the hell was that I watched on Friday? What was that? Pure garbage. Pure garbage. Nobody played hard on Friday. Saturday night, the skill challenge. I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with J.J. Redick. I watched J.J. Redick podcast earlier. I wholeheartedly agree with him. Abolish the skill challenge, man. Abolish it. Only three guys came to play Saturday, man. And that was the Indiana guys. That's a travesty, because they at home. Obviously, they're going to play hard. They're not going to embarrass their city. But my God, goddamn. The skills challenge, throw that away. Throw that in the garbage. I don't want to see it no more. Them dudes don't play. The skill challenge mattered when Chris Paul was a rookie. I don't give a damn about the skill challenge no more. The dunk contest, throw it away. The dunk contest died in 2016, man. Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. It died that year. It died that year. Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. I don't know what else the NBA has to do in order to get the dunk contest back the way it needs to be. But in my opinion, it's like there's no dunk that I haven't seen that I wouldn't be excited about. And the whole thing was super trash. Jaylen Brown, I hated all his dunks. I'll be honest, I hated all his dunks. Jaylen Brown was basura, absolute pure garbage. Pure garbage. What was that? I go right across the street. I go right to Foster Projects, and I can go watch one of the homies do a windmill. if I really wanted to, I could go watch that. I don't want to watch Jaylen Brown do that. You a star player, an all-star caliber player. Can you do something more exciting? Another thing, too, I feel like LeBron, this happened since LeBron, and I'm kind of tight at LeBron about this. LeBron never participated in the dunk contest. Why not, bro? Come on, Brody. Ralph, what's good, King? How you doing, man? I appreciate you, man. And Kev, I see your comments. Matter of fact, yo, Kev, the whole thing was trash, especially Jaylen Brown dunks with absolute pure garbage, bro. Pure garbage. My guy Ralph, what's up, Ralph? How you doing, man? I appreciate you, Ralph, man. Appreciate you, Ralph. I definitely sent a StreamYard joint in the chat, man. If anybody want to join, you can join me. But Jaylen Brown dunks was trash. I hated it. I hated it. What was the point of that? They absolutely have to revamp. They have to revamp All-Star Weekend. They got to. That's a must. That is an absolute must. There's no way in hell you could go to next year's All-Star Weekend with this same setup. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's pure garbage. Can I get some more stars in All-Star Weekend too? Can I get a Zion? Can I get a Zion? I watched Blake Griffin jump over a car. Literally jump over a car. You jumping over Kai Sinet? Whatever his name is? What? What that supposed to do for me? I ain't doing nothing for me. Care about no Kai Sinet? Pure garbage. Pure garbage. Like, what the fuck? And then you tried to do the Haja Oz dunk, and they even do it properly. Pure garbage. Wasting my time. Dunk contest was horrible. Horrible. It's been horrible for about a decade now. Well, it's almost getting to a decade, because the last great dunk contest that I seen was 2016 with Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. 2016 was probably one of the best NBA seasons that we probably ever seen as a Knicks fan, just looking at the NBA. 2016 season was pure. Pure. The playoffs, pure. Everything pure. Pure. Very pure. Anthony DeJesus, what up, State? What up, chat? How's everybody doing? Yes, All-Star Weekend was trash. Best part was Steph versus Sabrina. Jacob Toppin was robbed in the dunk contest. He had better dunks than Jaylen Brown. I agree. Shout out to Jacob Toppin. I love the 360 dunk that he did. I felt like he should have got a 50 for it, but obviously he's not going to get a 50 for it because he's not a household name, which I think is pure garbage as well. Pure trash. Trash. Shout out to Jacob Toppin even going in front of those fans and at least participating in dunk contest. Shout out to the background too, man. Dragon Ball Z is one of my favorite animes of all time, if you watch it from YouTube. One of my favorite. I love Dragon Ball Z. I love it. But pure trash. Steph and Sabrina was the show of the night. The three-point contest has been the draw for All-Star Weekend. Shout out to J.J. Redick. I agree with him, too. It's been the draw for All-Star Weekend for me for about the past 8-9 years. Because three-point shooting is kind of different from the dunk contest. A dunk contest, you can do the same dunks over and over and over. It's repetitive. We're over and over and over and over and over. And over. Three-point contest, it just takes one person to get hot. And you're like, bombs away. It just takes one person, just one person to get hot. You get one person to get hot, it's bombs away. especially for the three-point contest. I love the three-point contest. Shout-outs to Steph and Sabrina. Shout-outs to Sabrina, too. Shout-outs to the WNBA. I love to see women participate in these sports more. Brings more excitement. Sabrina, one of the best shooters, college history, WNBA history. Shout out to her, man. I appreciate her for participating in that. Shout out to the NBA for even allowing it. The commentary was garbage, by the way. Pure garbage Saturday. Pure garbage Saturday. I don't give a damn where Sabrina's shooting from. Let her shoot, bro. Kenny Smith. I think Kenny's salty at the Knicks for not getting the job, honestly. But that was pure garbage commentary throughout the whole game. Throughout the whole game. Shout out to Damian Lillard, man, who I'm gonna get to the All-Star game in a second, but you know, the dunk contest, pure garbage. 3-point contest, I thought it was great. You know, the 3-point thing with Steph and Sabrina. I thought everything about that was great. Everything else is pure garbage. Everything else needs to be revamped. I don't know how you revamp an All-Star contest, but they need to try something. I absolutely love the 3-point contest. It's always the best. Even in 2016. With Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, the 3-point contest was OD. That was 3-point contest of 2016. Hold on. 2016 3-point contest contestant. Like 2016, shout outs to Klay Thompson, man. Klay Thompson. I love Klay Thompson, man. Klay Thompson was watching Klay this season has been hard because he's definitely on a decline. But if you watched prime Klay Thompson, man, that man, he was special, man. Special. The prototypical archetype for a 3-and-D wing player. And he was very efficient. Very, very, very efficient. And then the 2016 3-point shootout, it was Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Devin Booker, James Harden, J.J. Redick, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton. Loved it. Pure. 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 Shout out to Anthony, man. Real active in the chat. We need to get Ja Morant, Zion, Ant-Man, and whoever fills in the fourth slot for the dunk contest. I agree. Zion versus Ja would be box office. It would be box office just because of their names alone. And I think they'll do some spectacular off the wall, they'll do some spectacular. But the names, it's the draw. You're trying to sell tickets. You're trying to sell money. These guys got to get on that. I would love to see Ja Morant in the dunk contest. That's why I say I blame this on LeBron. Shout out to LeBron, but LeBron's supposed to participate in the dunk contest. You're supposed to show the younger crowd, hey, superstar is supposed to be a part of this too. I'm kind of mad LeBron never joined the dunk contest. I don't know why he never joined. Don't ask me, but that was his decision. That shout out to Bron too. Think probably, arguably, you say, arguably the top two player in NBA history. So shout out to LeBron. I agree, man. Kev, man, Ja versus Zion would be magical. Shout out to Ralph, man. Shout out to Ralph. Another day I will. I know, man. A lot of people busy today. President's Day is Monday. You know, I just so happen to have free time a little bit before I actually go sell this merch. Well, actually deliver merch. I'm waiting on my guy Mike to hit me up. Shout out to Forster Project. Shout out to my guy Mike Unseen. I'm waiting for my guy Mike to hit me up so I could get out of there and actually go make some merch and get this thing together. Shout out to my guy Trippy, man. He just popped up and then you know, the Knicks spaces, you know, the Knicks Twitter spaces that I'm hosting as well on Twitter. Yo, Trippy, man, I got your iPad right here, man. My man, Trippy was on my last live, man. He's sauce, man. the Henny had him sauce, man. But I definitely got the iPad right here whenever you're ready, Trippy. If you want to pop in real quick, I definitely got the StreamYard link in the chat, too. But, you know, getting back to this whole, you know, All-Star Week and stuff. Also, the judges, too. I felt like Dwayne Wade killed the vibes of judging as far as, oh, shout-outs to Freezer, too. Just shot Piccolo, right? Jesus Christ, Freezer, you goddamn fool. But I felt like the judges were straight trash. Straight basura. The judges been trash since the Wayne Wade, man. D. Wade messed up the whole judging culture. He messed up the whole judging culture, man. I was disappointed in Dominique Wilkins. How can you be? How can you be disappointed in Dominique Wilkins when this man is one of the best dunkers of all time? I would never be disappointed in Dominique Wilkins, me personally. I think Dominique Wilkins was in his right. The judges were straight garbage. The dunks were straight garbage. Pure basura. Need a whole I don't know how you could revamp the dunk contest, though. I don't know how we could revamp it, yo. Because the three-point contest is safe. I think the three-point contest is great. We don't need to touch that. I think the skills challenge needs to be abolished. I hate the skills challenge. One of the most pointless things I've ever seen. The skills challenge is super pointless. Super duper pointless. I hate the skills challenge. The skills challenge is probably one of the most pointless things I've ever seen. Easily one of the most pointless things I've ever seen. The skills challenge, that needs an overhaul. Absolutely. Shout out to my guy, Trippy Man. Trippy Man, where the hell are you pulling up on me from, man? What the hell are you doing today? Huh?
Well, today I gotta go see the kids, you feel me? My little one's sick, so I gotta go up there.
Oh, that's good. That's good, man. Shout out to the little one.
That's a fact. But tomorrow, I'm off, so I can slide on you. You feel me? You just gotta let me know where I'm going.
I got you, man.
But, to answer your question about this dunk contest, bro, my thing, and I was talking about this on the stream of the day, they need to go back to, I don't know if y'all remember this. Remember how Shaq, Kenny, and them, they had did that big event for the dunkers worldwide that really be doing this dunking joint, all the street dunkers and all that? They hosted that, like, million-dollar event, that tournament?
Yeah.
Yo, they need to do that again, bro. But they need to do it where, I don't know, where they could bring them up. The players could, like, oh, I'm picking him to represent this or whatever. Get your side bets on. Like, we need the official.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
The official dunkers. These NBA dunkers suck. They trash. I don't want to see it no more. I need real life. If you're going to have a dunk contest, just go ahead and go pay them. You got bread anyway. Go pay these best dunkers around the world that do this joint globally and get them on this platform. And you know what I'm saying? Big them up. Give another stage. I feel like that'll be a new twist to it, dog. But I'm tired of seeing these NBA dunkers, bro. They're all dirt.
Pure garbage. Pure garbage. Shout out to Van Allen, man. I'm always in Harlem, man. Always. I'm always in Harlem, bro. Shout out to Trippy, too, man. I don't know how they're going to revamp it, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. The dunk contest is terrible, bro. Terrible product. Terrible showing, too, by the cameraman. Jaylen Brown did a dunk, and I didn't even see the dunk at first. That's a horrible shit.
Bro, my son jumped over a midget, which is called, no disrespect, jumped over a midget, proceeded to act like he did the D. Brown, and landed into the dab. I wanted to throw my mouse at my fucking phone, bro. Like, what? And then you seen the score he got? Like, oh my God, bro. What was the judges smoking? So I agree when people said Mr. Dominique Wilkins was out of his mind. Yo, some of the scores he was giving was like, nah, bro, you smoking crack, bro.
The dunks was trash, man. I agree with Dominique, man. I'm not disagreeing with Dominique here today. The whole All-Star weekend was just terrible to me, personally. And the last thing, man. Yo, the All-Star game, I had fun watching it. But it comes to a point where it's like too much. It's just too much, bro. The three-point shooting, bro. I can't do this shit. I can't do that shit every time, man. I'm done with y'all just coming down the court, pass, three-point shot. That is boring to me. Where's the skill? Where's the beep, bop, boop? Where's the
get to the basket. Shout out to Niche, man. Kenny is a big hater. Man, the hell with Kenny. The hell with Kenny. Kenny Smith. Hell with him. He just tight because the Knicks didn't give him the job. But it's nasty work. It's nasty. 211 point. Listen. Look, yeah, Dominique might be on a little coke. I won't lie. Listen, the All-Star game, I love the offense. I'm not going to sit here in front. I ain't going to sit here in front. Like, I don't love the offense. I felt like the offense, I had fun watching it. Bombs away. Shout-outs to Damian. He was going crazy. Halliburton going crazy. They was going crazy. I ain't going to lie. Broke the record for most three-pointers made in an All-Star game. But it comes to a point where I'm like, bruh, where the hell is your competitive fire, my G? Where is it, bro? Where is it, bro? Because it's no way, bro. Where's the competitive fire? You letting people just run down the lane and just score on you? Really? I didn't know that. I didn't know dudes just did that. I didn't know dudes just did. Like, you know what? You know what I'm going to do just for y'all? The 2001 All-Star game finish. One of the greatest endings in NBA history. I would love to relive this moment with you Knicks fans real quick. Because it ain't no way you actually watch.
Are you sick of
you actually watch basketball and you like, yo, you know what? You know, this is a good product. This is great NBA product. This is the 2001 All-Star game. 2001, right?
It is Eastern Conference ball. 1:15 left in the fourth. Carter for three. Vince Carter having his difficulties down the stretch.
So he's got to play with Kevin Garnett with a hand in his face. Kevin Garnett, 6'11", with that long reach, so he's not going to get any easy shots.
Bryant, yes. Kobe Bryant with two clutch buckets. He now has 17. The West leads by three. Marbury for three. Yes. He's tied the game at
108. And Kobe Bryant wants the ball once again. He's made the last two baskets and double him and force him to give it up. Jason Kidd might have to shoot the ball here as Iverson is just leaving him wide open.
Bryant.
Oh, that is unbelievable. Mutombo ran out at him. Three unbelievable shots in a row here by Kobe Bryant.
A stirring finish to this 50th NBA All-Star game. The West by two. Marbury for three again. Stephon Marbury has given the East a one-point lead. 25 seconds to go. In the fourth quarter, Kobe Bryant has scored the last 6 points for the West. Here's the double on Kobe.
They have a foul to give. The East does. If they let this wind down, they can take a foul.
3 second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. There's the foul given by Marbury.
What sensational shooting, clutch shooting. Kobe Bryant with the outside jump shot. Marbury comes back and one-ups him with the three. This once again ties the game. And Kobe again with another answer. This time, Mutombo comes flying at him, gets a hand up. He really can't even see the basket. And again, knocks it down. And Marbury comes back spectacular shooting. Stephon Marbury steps back behind the three, buries another one. The East by one, 10.9 seconds remaining.
Well, still 10 and 9/10 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter, but here are the results of the NBA.com polling for most valuable player. We were talking about guys from the West earlier, but the East turning it around, coming back from a 21-point deficit. So Allen Iverson leading the way. How about Stephon Marbury with the clutch shooting down the stretch, along with Kobe Bryant?
Well, now with Jason Kidd staying on the floor, it'll be interesting to see if Iverson runs off of him, goes to Kobe, forces Kobe to pass, and maybe make Jason Kidd take the shot.
All right, here's Kidd. The East up by one. out of five. Marbury guarding Bryant. Now to three. Marbury trying to get to Bryant. Duncan came up short. And it's over. The East comes from 21 down to defeat the West. They outscore the West 40.
What am I supposed to do with that shit I watched last night? What am I supposed to do with that? That product that we watched last night. What the hell am I supposed to do with that? 2011? We just watched Kobe Bryant and Stephon Marbury go back and forth. Yo, D, what's up, King? How you doing, man? It's President's Day today. This was extremely random. I'm waiting for my guy so I could go finish this merch, man. D, I have to have that Jalen Iverson ready for you later on today. But how you doing, man? God bless you. God bless you and your family. And everybody, man, tuning in. I appreciate y'all tuning in from Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, and Twitter. So I appreciate all of you guys, man. What's up, man? Talk to me, D.
Yo, Stay. Love you, bro. Love you more. God bless you. I don't even know you talk about the All-Star Weekend. I just came up here to tell you that your superhero in real life just retweeted you. Did you even see it?
No, I did not see it.
Stephen A. Smith just retweeted you off the Stephen A. Smith Show.
Ah!
he went with Bruce Lee. you a real life Deadpool now, my guy. You hitting that fourth wall. You Deadpool right now, my guy. That's all I really came up here to talk about. That All-Star game was ass. I ain't got nothing else to add. You continue rocking out like how only you can do. But I just tagged you in it. Stephen A. going all crazy, you, man. Talking about Bruce Lee, and he quote retweeted you on Twitter. Your shit is. Look at those numbers, bro. I'm gonna drop down. Look at those numbers.
Yo. That shit almost got me into tears, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Oh God. Damn. shit. That shit almost got me into tears, man. That shit means a lot, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't looked at Twitter yet.
It's on the Jumbotron for you.
Once again, like thank you, Stephen A. Smith. Like I'm stoked, man. I appreciate it. Y'all don't know how much I look up to Stephen A. Smith and what he do. I know people. Shit, I think I got tears in my eyes a little bit. Y'all don't know how much like Stephen A. Smith, man, what he do and how much he influences what I do, how I scream at people. I feel like I just got to be myself and, you know, anybody will, you know, respect it, man. This was great, man. Thank you so much, Stephen A, man. oh, God. Oh, I wish I could show my dad that shit, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Wow. Dude, you fucked me up with that, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm speechless. thank you once again, D. That was great news, man. I appreciate that, man. That made me feel good. So basically what I asked Stephen A. Smith on Twitter, and shouts to Stephen A. Smith. I feel like Stephen A. Smith is a guy who he watches Twitter a lot, and you know, he watches the timeline, and hopefully he could see the stuff that I do and stuff that I bring to Knicks Twitter and just in general and bringing that Harlem culture. But I asked Stephen A. Smith this morning, Stephen A., if you had to pick, matter of fact, I'll show you on the screen. I'm not going to be selfish with the people rocking with me today. So let's do share screen, right? Boom, boom, right? Let's go to StreamYard. So this is the tweet actually right here. And once again, man, shout out to Stephen A. Smith, man. Yo, this means so much to me, especially me as a person who I aspire to be like somebody like Stephen A. Smith. I aspire to be like somebody who do it their way and their own way. And today when he asked the question, I said, you know what? Let me think outside the box. Stephen A., if you was in a bar fight and you had one person to help you, who would you pick? Bruce Lee or Batman? The reason why Bruce Lee came up to me was because, shout outs to my cousin DP. Shout outs to DP, man. My cousin, I love him to death. Forster Projects, Bang Bang, 115 from Lennox. My cousin DP, we damn near grew up together. Shout outs to my aunt Tracy, man. Love her to death. My aunt Lolita, Lee, Wilton, Wilson, all the Wilsons, man. I love y'all so much. Anyways, D Pops, Big Darren, Big Darren, he always used to watch karate movies. And today, when I woke up today, I don't know why it came to my mind, but I just thought about Big Darren. So let's talk about it.
Right, Stephen A., if you had to pick one person to help you out in a bar fight, you pick it Bruce Lee or Batman? Of course, I'm picking Bruce Lee. What's the matter with you? Enter the Dragon? Are you killing me? Are you kidding me? Don't ever ask that question again. Batman, I respect him, but it's all about gimmicks. It's all about gadgets. That's what he is. A hard, heavy rubber suit. You know, got the cape that help him, you know, gravitate a little bit. Can bounce bullets off of the rubber and all of this other stuff. I get it. But there's nothing superhuman about Batman. Bruce Lee don't have to be. He's just so spectacular. You understand? There would have been no Jet Li if it wasn't for Bruce Lee. Shang-Chi! Remember that movie that came out? I forgot the actor's name in real life. But Shang-Chi! That's a bad brother, too. That's a good movie, by the way. But he's no Bruce Lee. Jim Kelly! Chuck Norris, boy. You didn't think I knew about people like that, right? But I did. But they weren't Bruce Lee! Bruce Lee, the truth. And a half. Of course, I would pick Bruce Lee over Batman. Now, if you said Superman, it would be Superman. Bruce Lee can't fly, and bullets can't bounce off his chest. But Bruce Lee over Batman, all day, every day.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith, man. Shout out to D2, man. D-Man. That, yo. Damn, I almost started tearing up on live. That shit. Y'all don't know how much that means to me, bro. Like, all of you guys mean so much to me. Fuck an All-Star Weekend, man. I don't even care about that shit no more. All-Star Weekend was so goddamn trash. They need to revamp All-Star Weekend, and they need to get rid of current formats, basically. You know, the Skills Challenge, absolute pure basura. The dunk contest. I think they need to start telling superstars, you need to participate, bro. If you participate and you're a superstar, you would get an irregular reaction even to a regular dunk. I think these superstars are scary, and, you know, I don't respect it a lot. I blame it on LeBron once again. And finally, yo, that Stephen A. Smith, man, that. Yo, D, thank you so much, man. I don't know how much I could thank you and thank everybody who's been supporting me so far lately, man. This wasn't going to be a long pod anyway, because I actually wanted to go make merch. So, you know, shout out to my guy Mike. I'm just waiting on my guy Mike to actually, like, hit me up. And once he hit me up, we'll definitely get into him. But that whole, like, Stephen A. Smith segment just now, man, that threw me in it for a loop. I'd have never thought he'd answer that question, man. But once again, man, in a bar fight, Bruce Lee or Batman, I'm going with Batman. Ain't no way. I love Bruce Lee. I'm going with Batman. There's no way I'm not going with Batman. Batman, OD. Batman will figure out how to beat you up. And he'll be in a Batcave. Yo, I don't know what man that has a sane mind has a bat cave underground. Give me Batman. Bruce Lee tough though. Don't get it messed up. Like, Bruce Lee is extra gangster. Like, I will never, I go, listen, man, any the toughest goon from the toughest neighborhood in New York would not mess with Bruce Lee. They see Bruce Lee, they'll stand aside. Matter of fact, all right, you got it, brother. They'll stand aside. Thank you, bro. Nick's realist, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, man. This setup is, it's like inspired, bro. Like, my dad, shout out to my dad. My dad was a huge Marvel fan. He loved comics. When I was younger, he used to have me in trouble, and he used to just have so many comics. So the comics I get from him, and my love for Marvel, I get from my pops. And anime and stuff, I get my love from anime, from my cousin Kwasi, my cousin Benjamin. My love for sports and Bruce Lee and all of that other stuff. You know, that was Kwasi too, but that was my cousin Darren. Shout out to DP. But, you know, all these people have integral parts of my life. And, you know, I'm trying to be the person to bring all of it into one. So I know you see me here and I'm chirping about the Knicks and I'm chirping about All-Star Game. But I got the Dragon Ball Z, one of the greatest anime fights of all time in the background. Because that's how I think. Like, I always thought like that. I always thought outside the box. Like, I've always thought like that. Even like, growing up. And stuff like that. Like, look, shit, next to me, I got a garbage bag full of merch that I got to ship out. So I got a lot of stuff on my shoulders. And as long as Knicks fans continue to, you know, keep supporting and keep, you know, giving me those good blessings, man, I'm going to keep giving good product, man. I'm going to keep putting out content. I'm going to keep writing stuff and I'm going to keep going, man. That's what it's about. And I know my pops, he's the type of person, he don't want me to sit down and sulk and, oh, yeah, why are you crying? And so... You just gotta keep working, man. So I appreciate you, Nick Realis, for that, man. Batman doesn't have body state. What are you talking about? Because Batman got a rule. We know that. Batman got a rule. Vaughn, what's good, King? Yo, Vaughn, shout out to you, man. Y'all been Nick Realis. You've been rocking with me too, man, all day. But come on, man. Come on, man. Batman, yo, he a different type of cat, man. Once again, man, I appreciate everybody who tuned in today. This wasn't going to be a long pod, man, long spaces, man. I just wanted this to be for like 45 minutes, man. But the Stephen A. Smith, I ain't going to lie, that shit got me so emotional right now that I can't even finish the live stream, bro. I can't even finish because my emotions is just running and I don't want that to bleed on to y'all. Knicks homie, man, I love you, King. Keep doing what you're doing. I don't care about the back and forth. Like, that's the one thing. Like, I've had bad back and forth with everybody who's been listening to me. And I love all of you guys. You're supposed to have back and forth with family. You're not supposed to agree all the time. The fuck that mean? You know, so I appreciate everybody who tuned in today, man. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith, too, man. I appreciate that, man. Stephen A. Smith, man, that means a lot to me. Shout out to... Also, the people that's in the chat too, man. Paris Duggar, think outside the box all you want. In the bar, I'm rolling up with the Karate Man. You're damn right. I'm rolling up with Bruce Lee. I don't care what nobody say. I love Stephen A. But I love Stephen A. He picked Bruce Lee too. I agree with Stephen A. But at the same time, on a drunk date, I'm going with Batman. Because Batman he gonna throw one of them kunais, tick, tick, tick. That shit gonna hit somebody. Then he gonna kick the other dude, throw a smoke bomb. Then his other man get the gadget belt. He gonna pop, pop, pop. He gonna do something. So I might roll with Batman. It depends on the day. Stephen A and everybody, they basically saying Bruce Lee. No, I kind of agree with that. It depends on the day, how I'm feeling. But shout out to everybody who tuned in. On the Twitter space too, man. I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna end the Twitter space now. But if you want to rock with me, finish rocking with me for another 5-10 minutes. I definitely continue to be on the YouTube. D, once again, man. I appreciate you for that recap. Billy, Knicks Homer, Rikishi, Most Def, Trippy, man. I appreciate you, Chris, Dave, everything. Zeke, NYCG, NBA All Star, Mitchell Robinson. And all of the two anonymous listeners listening from the live, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Anyways, to continue the...
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.